You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Take your dream trip.
Come along with us as we travel the world.
Across America via satellite.
Your listeners will love the Travel World radio show. It's a one-hour travel talk show.
This is Willem Backus.
Stephen Pickford.
Bob Giacini.
Scott Fontaine.
Ella Silbo.
David Eady.
Travel World is informative.
Oh, yeah.
This is for the people who want to have the times of their lives.
A hukilau, she explained, was a traditional Hawaiian way of putting food on the table and making sure that everyone had enough to eat.
This is the old path of the West River Railroad.
Fine food service, comfortable seats with adjustable headrests, the individual entertainment systems. They also have a camera where you can get a bird's eye view of the plane taking off and landing.
Our transport around the city centre is wonderful. We have the Metrolink, we have a free bus service, but most importantly is the fact that the city is really, really compact.
Many of Wailea's beachfront hotels offer great freebies to their guests, too.
It's a high-speed quad share lift.
It's great. I love listening to you guys talk about this because it brings up so many great ideas, both sure. Memories and things that everybody would like to do in the future. Grab a plane out of here and go see something different.
This is the western region of Montana.
This is the Glacier National Park region.
Two stingrays hovered over our heads for several minutes.
11 countries in 33 days.
Cool remotes.
Live from Auberge sur la Falaise, up in the beautiful Lanaudière region of Quebec. Town of Jamaica, Vermont. We said we wanted to go to Jamaica. They sent us to Vermont.
Caesar's Pocono Palace Resort, Pocono Mountains of Northeast Pennsylvania, or
Northeast Kingdom. And I'm here at the Inn on the Common with one of our longtime friends of the show, Jim Lamberti.
Having a great time sitting here at the Ocean Place Resort.
We're in Essex Junction, Vermont, at the Champlain Valley Fair.
For the Great Eagle Hotel in Kowloon.
Inn at Essex, in Essex Junction, Vermont. Penny House Inn on Cape Cod in Easton, Mass.
Lake George, New York, at Fort Wayne Resort.
Carefree Resort and Villas in beautiful Carefree, Arizona.
Legendary Mr. Steer Steerburger Restaurant, downtown Montreal.
The Biloxi Tricentennial.
York region, just north of Toronto.
Good morning, Willem.
Great guest.
Mike Maxfield is the museum manager of the Manchester United Football Club Museum Hall of Fame at the Old Trafford Stadium. A must-see for any visitor to Manchester.
Lauren Demarais joining us online.
Hi, this is Gerald Trombley, Mayor of Montreal.
Francine Barlatti from Super Clubs and Denny Cordero of Air Canada Vacation.
Hi, this is Hudson Foga.
We have the Minister of Tourism, Culture and
Recreation.
The Honorable Paul Shelley, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
And best of all, it's fun.
I end up in a nude volleyball game.
You guys are insane.
This is where you are to go for a steak.
Can you believe these guys?
I just wanted to know if it was the largest and finest cut.
So you have to be careful when you're jumping around with nothing on.
So join us, won't you, every Saturday on Star Guide 3.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, today in studio in Montreal. Steve?
Ah, glad to have everyone here in studio and recounting the vacation that I just came back from, a great city that I've been to many times, Halifax, Nova Scotia. And joining us on the line is Pat Lyle, the president and CEO of Destination Halifax, the city's convention and visitors bureau. Welcome to Travel World, Pat.
Well, thank you for having us.
Well, glad to have you with us. Just a great visit, and we're coming into that season when people are starting to think about spring, summer, fall travel. There's something in all four seasons. I even got a bit of snow, to put it mildly.
A little bit.
Yes.
Evil, evil. Snow is evil.
Oh, yes. But it was still very unique, and because Halifax is a very easy to get around walking city, I still was able to get a lot done. So, coming into the spring and summer seasons, what are some of your favorite places and things to suggest to our listeners?
Well, as you said, Stephen, the city is very compact and easy to get around. And one of the beauties of that is the expansive offering that people can take, be it on their own or as couples or with family. And also not just in the city, but what's around it. So we have a real headline lineup of festivals and events and whatnot that are taking place actually starting in April big time. We're very fortunate right now as we speak. The Ford World Men Curling Championship is going on, so there's a lot of excited folks wandering around the city and taking in the sights and cuisine and everything else in between the various matches that they want to see. But I think one of the beauties of Halifax is the diversity and celebration of various cultural events. And the festival lineup very much mimics that, right, with so much as we have Greek festivals. We have, of course, being Halifax and on the Eastern Shore and Nova Scotia of Canada, we have a lot of things going on with seafood. And the heritage comes out. The Royal Nova Scotia Tattoo in the latter part of June into July, jazz festivals, buskers, film, comedy, and some new wave entertainment genres as well, and something we really celebrate in October with the Halifax Pop Festival.
And people can just walk down the street and enter any number of pubs and different venues, and there's music. It's a city of music.
Very much so. And that is largely influenced by, we're very much a university center, so for a large part of the year, we have this infusion of not only youth, but a lot of cultures. A lot of our universities have been very aggressive and assertive in recruiting foreign students to our shores and having them, by virtue of being in Halifax and Nova Scotia, a little bit of an experience of what Canada is all about and what we're so proud of. So we're seeing the community react to that, both in a culinary sense, in the various festivals, and just showing a sense of welcome to these international students. And to your very point, it adds a vibrancy. It keeps us young. It forces us to stay young. But that's a very, very positive thing.
Now, the history comes alive everywhere as well, starting from just being the Citadel in the center of the city, but coming up into the summer season, HMCS Sackville, the last remaining corvette from the Second World War, is open for visitation. The Maritime Museum of the Atlantic. And the first time that I had been there, but I should have gone there years ago because of my uncle's career in the Navy, the Maritime Command Museum on CFB Halifax. Great for history buffs and great for fans of military history.
Well, there's no question that the role that Halifax played in a number of initiatives that had a Navy influence, given that we are a very much a seaport city and one of the most profound in actually in the world, and Canada can be very proud of that. And that it's that respect and engagement with our history that keeps us rooted and, as now in peace times, keeps us very much celebrating that. And to your, to the experience that you had in having the experience of seeing some of these museums and retelling the story. And I think back to your earlier comment about youth, in reminding our youth of the significance of not only the role of our naval force, but the role that Canada played. And we're very proud to wear that badge in Halifax.
And it, you just walk the streets and the history is there, and you've done a great job of preserving historical buildings, be it the courthouse, the art gallery, government house, along with new modern buildings and other buildings coming into play for shopping and hotel accommodations.
It is. It's a real mix. And there is a lot of emphasis put on that in being able to preserve and respect the genuine roots of how we all began. A lot of firsts as to Canada and North America happened in Halifax and have their roots there. But at the same time, it's recognizing that there needs to be that blend and that balance of attracting visitors, but also for our resident population and infusing that sense of pride in the role that Halifax plays and being a way to show it off.
Now, what I also enjoyed was, even though I've been to Halifax a number of times in the past, to get reacquainted with the city, getting that up-close and personal look with a guided tour provided by Atlantic Tours. And again, I can recommend to my listeners to call them up, Atlantic Tours, and get in a car, private driver, private guide, and see some of these areas. As well, another interesting tour, Local Tasting Tours, gets you out into the areas and sample some of the new restaurants that have come on onto the scene and some of their signature dishes.
Well, we really have to applaud the efforts of all of the companies, two of which that you've mentioned in particular. But very much our visitors today want to be engaged. They want to have the opportunity to direct their own agenda, but at the same time have that sense of escorted service to make sure they don't miss something. And the inclusion of a culinary experience along the way really is a way to celebrate that culture and that heritage and the diversity. And as I say, the companies really applaud the entrepreneurship of recognizing what our visitors are looking for and combining those experiences into something that they're really going to talk about when they go back to wherever they originate from, but at the same time extend a sense of appreciation for the fact that the world is at their fingertips and the fact that they chose to spend some time in Halifax. We want to make it really memorable.
They get that whole combination, the history, the culture, and of course, the great food. I mean, I enjoyed every meal I had in Halifax. You mentioned seafood, but also the pub experiences, great local brews.
It is a very much, I think, what started out not that long ago as somewhat of a cottage industry is really taking off relative to the microbreweries. We have a very growing and internationally recognized wine industry, not specific to the Halifax region, but very much within 45 minutes of access. We're very proud of the award-winning wines that are being produced, and people don't think of that necessarily in Eastern Canada. So, again, another way to showcase the indigenous offerings of what you can experience on Canada's Atlantic coast.
A lot of great things in Halifax, Nova Scotia. If you have, remember, 20 seconds, your website and your 800 number.
DestinationHalifax.com, and I'll also add in NovaScotia.com, because, again, we're very compact, easy to access, and if you're looking for information, those two sources in particular are very helpful. But if you want to give us a call, 1-877-422-9334.
Pat Lyle, thank you so much. Destination Halifax, great place
to go.
Thank
you, Stephen, and I'm glad you enjoyed your visit.
Very much so. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
At Porter, we believe that traveling for business shouldn't be hard work. Flying into or out of Toronto City Airport, you're just minutes from downtown, saving on time-consuming commutes. Fly through our hassle-free check-in. Send that last-minute email using the free Wi-Fi in our luxurious lounge. And enjoy first-class onboard service as standard. That way, when you touch down, you're ready to take care of business.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. The boat's a little beat up, but we're okay, thanks to the Coast Guard.
I am the port in the storm.
The slick is contained.
Roger that.
I am the line in the sand.
I got you. Hang on. Okay, take us up.
I am the rescuer in the dark.
Get on the ground.
Looks like we've got about 80 kilos here, Captain.
That's 80 kilos off the streets.
I am the enforcer of the seas.
I'm in container 38. Everything is secure.
Good work, Garcia.
I'm the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life. To become one of us, call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the shield of freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
The United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve, the shield of freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence, and it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and all over the internet. It's Willem Backes and Stephen Pickford in studio, Montreal.
Yes, in our studio after coming back last week from Halifax, Nova Scotia, continuing our discussion today on Travel World. And where I stayed in Halifax was the Halliburton, Halifax's boutique hotel. Joining us on the line is the Halliburton's innkeeper, Robert Preddy. Welcome to Travel World.
Welcome to Travel World, Robert.
Thank you.
Very nice hotel. Tell us a little bit more about, because people, I told them I'd stayed at the Halliburton. They said, oh, I had never heard of that, but it is a gem waiting to be discovered. Tell us a bit more about how you got involved in converting some historic buildings and making an inn out of it.
Certainly. Well, we've been involved with the Halliburton Hotel since 1985, and we actually purchased it from a group of investors. But the Halliburton is a nice, small collection of registered heritage townhouses that are really close to both the Halifax waterfront and also the downtown core. So we have three townhouses and 29 guest rooms in the structure.
Now, I really like the fact that I stayed at one of the outer buildings, maybe at the Lithgow House, which was two doors down from the main lobby, and there were only, I think, six rooms in the building, two rooms on each floor, and when I walked in, I felt like I was walking back each day into my own home. I didn't see anyone, didn't hear anyone. It was like having my own private suite on the top floor, quiet as can be.
Well, and I think that's one of the benefits of staying at a small hotel. I mean, I have to say Halifax has a very good supply and selection of hotels, mostly larger branded properties, but there's really only a couple of B&Bs, and we're really the only kind of charming, smaller option that still offers all of the amenities and tech that you're going to require when you're traveling, whether it be for leisure or pleasure. So I think, you know, being small and charming is what we consider to be our competitive premise, and really no one else is doing that in Halifax right now.
Now, I'd like to, all the amenities are there, nice, bright, large washroom with a skylight in it, and the you're not in a cookie cutter type chain hotel owned by a REIT. I guess every room is a little different in design and furnishings, but you've got what you need in the complimentary Wi-Fi, the continental breakfast buffet, a reading area, and personalized service.
Yeah, and you know, we're pretty well in tune with what the top kind of five wants and needs are for people that travel today. So, you know, yes, we are historic, yes, we are small, but we're still able to compete by having the best Wi-Fi, a really great breakfast, you know, the best coffee in the city. And, you know, by not being affiliated with a brand or a chain, we can be agile enough to, you know, to deal with local suppliers and deal with local bakers and things of that nature. So, you know, again, there's lots of what I call big box hotels around downtown Halifax, and they do a great job of what they do. You know, there are travelers that want a hotel experience in a brand new wrapper with brand new sofa and so on and so forth. But we really cater to people who are looking for something charming, something historic, and, you know, even something indigenous. You know, if you're coming to Halifax, which is a very historic port city, you know, why not stay at a small hotel that's where the buildings are 200 years old. And what we find is that, by and large, most of the guests that come and stay with us have gone out of their way to find a hotel just like us.
And you can just walk outside the door. There are restaurants. You've got a great restaurant of your own right there. But you're right next to restaurants and stores, and you get that feeling that you're residing in a city, not simply getting off a tour or attending a convention.
For sure. And we recommend that people, if you're arriving by car, to park your car and leave it with us, because, you know, 90% of the attractions and shopping districts and things of that nature are within walking distance, you know, within, you know, 5 to 10 to 15 minutes walk. So
the public transit system is good anyway in Halifax, and if you can't walk there, public transit is practically at the door as well. You've got the limited free parking on premises, which is, again, a great feature, and walking distance, 5-10 minutes to the Via Rail station.
Absolutely.
Very much enjoyed that. Now, tell us a bit more about your restaurant. I didn't have a chance to sample it during this visit, but what sets it apart?
Certainly. Well, we have a small restaurant, and the restaurant is called Stories Dining, and it's small and elegant, very much like the hotel is, and we feature a fine dining experience. Our menu changes a little bit every day, and we work with our local suppliers growers to really feature what's available nearby as close as we can. For example, we have a fish guy who comes to our back door probably every 2 days, and if he's bringing fresh tuna, well, there's fresh tuna on the menu that evening. And we've had our chef, his name is Scott Vale, and he's been with us for going on 18 years, if you can believe that. And he's just as passionate as he was when the day he started with us. And we specialize, once again, in local seafood. We also feature game items, so you're always likely to see things like boar and bison and deer and quail and things like that on our menu, which is something not a whole lot of restaurants downtown are doing right now. And we also feature what we call a tasting menu, and even a blind tasting menu. So you could come into our restaurant and for a fixed price sit down and have a 6 to 7 course meal, and every course is a surprise. And your server will present the course to you, describe the ingredients, describe the pedigree of the ingredients, where the greens and the patty pan squash may have been grown. So, and I think people, especially people that are visiting Halifax from outside our region, are very interested in having that bit of education as part of their travel experience.
It's always nice to learn a new thing, especially when you're going to go into a restaurant. Of course, a blind surprise menu is probably, at your place, a pleasant version of what my sister used to do to me. So,
well, and, you know, we're lucky because, you know, I think some travelers may have a bit of a preconceived notion on what a hotel restaurant's like. You know, we've all been to, a branded hotel, and, you know, they'll have a restaurant that tries to be everything to everyone. You know, they'll have a kids menu, they'll have steaks, they'll have seafood and specials of the day. And, you know, we've kind of turned that on end where, you know, I'm proud to say that our small restaurant and our small hotel is probably one of the best white linen restaurants in the city.
That is pretty awesome. One of the things that always intrigues me, especially because, you know, being the owner of a property like that, you know, what got you into it in the first place? What I mean, you have obviously quite a bit of passion, of course, for a chef to be there with you for 18 years. You've got to put some real heart into this.
For sure. You know, it's a family enterprise. My dad and I were on the ground and when we purchased the property in 1992, and I worked there when I was going to university and kind of took the reins over in 1994 as owner-operator. And now my family is involved. My wife and I are the owner-operators, and we're there pretty much every day, you know, doing hands-on and also doing the more planning and strategic part of the part of the operation. You know, and I have to squeeze in here that, you know, what makes the business, you know, we're going in our 23rd year of operation, and what, you know, aside from meeting all of our guests, it's the folks that we work with at the hotel and the people that work, our staff and our partners that make it so enjoyable. We've got a great team, and it's hard to find great people. So
that's what makes travel in and of itself the interesting part. It's not just the places, but the people you meet along the way.
Well, I think that, you know, I can speak for myself and also for my staff that we really understand that people have a lot of selection and a lot of choice when choosing a hotel or inn or restaurant to travel to. And we also understand that our property as an independent without a flag, it's a bit of a risk, and, you know, people have to take a bit of a leap of faith to travel to the unknown, right? I mean, it's easy to book at a known property, especially if you've traveled and visited the brand before. That's easy. But to go and try something new is a bit of a leap of faith, so we understand as a group that that first impression and that quality of experience is so very important.
Well, very much appreciated the hospitality. Robert Pretty, the general manager, the owner, the Halliburton, Halifax's boutique hotel, on the internet at www.thehalliburton.com, HALLIBURTON.com, 1-888-512-3344. Thanks again for the hospitality, true maritime hospitality in the center of Halifax, walking distance to the museums, restaurants, free parking, and the Via Rail station. Robert Pretty, thank you so much for joining us today on the Travel World Radio Show.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed talking to you.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Well,
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Well, give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commissioned salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking. Because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford here in Studio Montreal, talking about all the great places you've been, plus a place that is near and dear to my heart for many, many, many years, Steve, Plattsburgh, New York.
Plattsburgh, New York, and I was there around a month ago at the Days Inn and Suites in Plattsburgh, just off I-87, and joining us now on the phone from Plattsburgh is Jackie Wells, General Manager of the Days Inn Plattsburgh. Welcome to Travel World.
Thank you. Good evening.
Well, glad you could join us. Now, beautiful hotel, up to date, as sparkling as the day it was first opened, and great location right in the heart of all the shopping and dining that you'll want to take part of in Plattsburgh. Tell us a bit more about your hotel.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, I think that about a month ago when you were there, we were just in the middle of a major renovation. We just recently completed an all-new breakfast room and lobby, as well as over the last year, we've done many upgrades and additions to our rooms also to create a better experience for our guests and to really, like you say, just keep up to date with the current trends and competition in the rest of the market.
Well, when I walked into my room, I thought I was like in a small boutique inn. This is not the Days Inn of old. It was a nice, comfy, cozy, comfy room that I entered into. So a great job in that regard.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes. We try our best, and our staff is great. They do a great job at providing good customer service and, you know, clean rooms and making sure everybody's comfortable.
And just walk down the hallway, and there's the indoor pool, the whirlpool. Hey, what more can you ask for?
Exactly. So, yes, we have lots of great amenities, and like you said, we're in the middle of all the shopping. We're 10 minutes from the airport. Plattsburgh International Airport is doing a lot of great flights to the Florida destination. So we offer park and flight packages so people can leave their car and then take a taxi to the airport and fly out of Plattsburgh direct to Florida. And then when they arrive back, you know, their car is stationed down in our parking lot and they can head back to Montreal.
It's a great, great location for that, just one exit away and just a few minutes away as well. Those historical attractions which bring people to the Plattsburgh area, the Battle of Plattsburgh Museum, which I visited this time, a very interesting 2 hours there. And a previous visit, I went to the Champlain Valley Transportation Museum, which is also sort of that museum corridor on the old Air Force Base. And hey, another great couple of hours of learning and exploring to take part in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the great thing about Plattsburgh is we do have so many different attractions and different interests for a lot of people. If you're a history buff, there's a ton of history here. And we share a lot of the historical aspects and time with our Canadian friends, so you can relate to it, which is kind of nice. And, you know, we also have beautiful Lake Champlain and for the outdoorsy attractions, Off Sable Chasms. I think you went to Off Sable Chasms,
oh, yes, I've
right?
been to Off Sable Chasm in the wintertime. There's some walking trails there. I was the only one there, put some clamp-ons on my boots there, and hey, I was set to go. It was very peaceful. It was a light snow coming down that day, but then again in the coming up into the summer season, you can take the raft tours and the walking tours, get more down into the base of the chasm, and nice and easy and calm and peaceful, and just something about water rushing that makes you relax.
Absolutely, yeah, and they're always offering lots of different new attractions every year. There's something new there, so it keeps people, even if they've been, it's a good idea to keep on going back every year because there's something different to see and something different to do.
It's so much fun, of course. Plattsburgh, for me, the fondest memories I have are the people who I met there, because they were almost every one of them very, very friendly. Doesn't matter whether you go to the downtown core or also, you know, I used to stay, I used to camp, of course, Macomb Park, and I have friends out in Katyville, so I'm kind of familiar with the area. I'm intrigued, though. I mean, the old Plattsburgh Air Force Base, which is now the Plattsburgh International Airport, you mentioned a taxi ride. Do you offer a shuttle bus service, perhaps, from your hotel? Because the park and fly is a really, really good idea.
Yeah, we don't yet. I think as more flights develop and as it gets even busier, right now they're working on an expansion. So probably in the next year and a half, you're going to see some pretty major airlines and major flights going out of our little airport.
I'd love to see that.
When that happens, I think there'll definitely be more of a need for the shuttle service. But right now, the local taxis are really taking care of it, and they're really affordable. So it makes it the nice, convenient option.
That was my next question. What's the taxi run, from your hotel to the airport?
Yeah, usually it's $10 one way, and they're very quick. So, you know, you can call 10 minutes before you're ready to leave, and a taxi will be there.
So that's actually quite an affordable thing. You can actually plan for this. I mean, sometimes, you know, you're sitting on the Montreal side and you're figuring, well, if I want to grab a flight from PBG Airport, what time do I have to get up in Montreal? And then you got the border hassle to worry about because it could be smooth, it could be not smooth, you just don't know. So staying at the Days Inn is probably a very, very good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a lot of people, especially in wintertime or in, you know, bad weather season, it's a lot easier to plan ahead. And people tend to feel more comfortable before their flight. They feel more prepared, you know, to get ready and go on vacation. When they stay the night before, they can leave their car, take care of everything. We'll call the taxi for them. They can have a nice breakfast before they go out on the road and catch their flight.
Very much so, because the savings to be had flying out of Plattsburgh. I had somebody going this past week, and the fare from Montreal to Miami was going to be like $900, and the fare out of Plattsburgh on Spirit Airlines, including the checked baggage, came to $400. So plenty of extra money there to spend on the getting a good night's sleep, either going or on the return at the Days Inn.
Yeah, absolutely. And some people have done both, depending on when the flight lands. You know, sometimes it's nicer just to kind of relax, have those last night of vacation to sleep in and then head back home.
And when they're in the area, they can also sample some of the good foods like the apple orchards and the farmers markets and that whole back-to-nature Adirondack region table cuisine.
Yeah, we have... We have, for a small metro city, we have some of the best restaurants and a lot of diverse restaurants. We have a Himalayan restaurant, a Thai restaurant. We have Japanese steakhouse, and then, you know, Chinese, Mexican, Greek. We have a variety of ethnic restaurants, as well as all of our local restaurants that serve local products, locally produced and locally sourced food from people right in the Champlain Valley region. So it's nice to go out to a nice local downtown restaurant and know that you're supporting, you know, your neighbors and the guy that lives just down the road.
Is there a Praise Farmers Market still on Route 3 right to where the Doghouse restaurant across from where that used to be?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Not that I know the place a little bit. It was a place called North
End
Repair.
Yeah, they're great. That's another local family farm, but they're big, and they actually supply a lot of produce to the area restaurant.
I love the whole idea, especially, you know, it sounds like a more upscale of a Days Inn than you'd think of, you know, if you travel in different places to the States. And, of course, the indoor pool appeals to me. One thing we haven't mentioned yet is Wi-Fi. What is that like at your hotel? Because sometimes they have...
Sure. Yeah, we have free Wi-Fi and high-speed throughout the whole hotel. So, you know, for families, it's a very convenient because, we know every kid now has an iPad or an iPod.
And that includes me.
And parents have all of their phones that they need to connect to and find out all the information and can fit, you know, search for local attractions and restaurants and things to do. And then for our business members, you know, they need that access to get their work done.
Well, it was a great stay. I really enjoyed the Days Inn and Suites in Plattsburgh, a great winter getaway, but also as we're coming into spring, summer, fall, get down there to Lake Champlain and the beaches and the markets that will be serving up some of that fresh home produce. So Days Inn and Suites just off the I-87 at Route 3 in Plattsburgh, www.daysinplattsburgh.com or area code 518-561-0403. Jackie Wells, General Manager, Days Inn & Suites Plattsburgh, thank you so much for joining us today on the Travel World Radio Show and for your hospitality earlier this season.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for coming and exploring the area. We love to show it off.
Well, we love Plattsburgh and the whole Adirondack region. Stay listening to the Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World will continue. day in this name. Travel World Radio, via satellite.
Today we acted like a five-year-old with our five-year-old. Boarded the Titanic and lived to tell about it.
Yes. Yay. Oh, yeah.
Rode five rides and had 100 laughs. What all will you do? The center of fun in the Smokies is a small town called Pigeon Forge, where families come together. Visit mypigeonforge.com to learn more.
Fly with Porter, and everything just seems closer. It starts with our city center airport, just a hop, skip, and jump away from downtown Toronto. Our Toronto City Airport is compact and modern, so there's no jostling as you breeze through check-in. And a comfortable chair is never far away. In fact, you could say the journey is close to perfect. You're going just got closer.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Pork Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Back to sports probably means back to school or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and all around the world on the internet. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford in Montreal, and we got some special guests in the studio today. It's going to be fun time because now we get to meet face to face. The great Sean Kovacs is in studio with us.
The great
Sean Kovacs.
Oh, be still in my heart. How are you guys doing? It's been a while.
Yes.
It's been
far too long.
Like November. Well, that's the thing, because in November I had gotten off the Regal Princess
right
in Miami, and I was really excited, and now I've forgotten almost all of what I experienced.
Well, you were there. Some people, depending on the cruise, don't remember it while they're doing it. Yeah.
I say that tongue in cheek, but in fact, it was quite memorable because it was the
Love Boat cruise.
Well, that's right. Well, what's happening now? Princess is celebrating their, I think it's their 25th anniversary, and all this year, across the entire fleet of Princess cruises, they're doing Love Boat themed stuff. So we went down, not for the inaugural cruise of the Regal, but the christening. So the entire cast of the Love Boat was there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And that's cool
And what was really cool is they had a whole parade of past special guests, Joyce DeWitt, Marion Ross, Lonnie Anderson. Huh. Oh, my God. Who else? What's his name from MASH? Jamie Farr.
A lot of people from MASH.
What's
guy
the name
from MASH?
Of from the mother from Everybody Loves Raymond? What's her name?
Oh heck, Doris. Doris Roberts.
Yeah, so she was there. So it was this whole big to do, and they had this big honking glass of champagne, and they let it go. They broke it on the inside of the ship, and then they had 25 bottles on the outside hull of the ship all break simultaneously.
Oh, okay.
It was something else. And the ship, my God, Princess has really, really stepped up their game. Their motto used to be escape completely.
Yeah.
Now it's comeback new. They've completely remodeled how they're approaching cruising and how they're approaching satisfying their guests' needs. One of the things that really stood out, we had this big conference in the theater. We were only on, like, it was only a 2-day thing, and Jan Schwartz, mm-hmm. the president and CEO of Princess Cruise, said that they were preparing programs and activities that were more enriching to people, like educational stuff, like not heavy, stodgy stuff, but really cool, interesting stuff. Like they'd have astronomers on board to give, you know, talks on stars and the planets, and they'd kill the lights on the entire ship to bring out the stars.
Really see it out there too.
Oh yeah. And the kids club, what they've done is they have this now strategic alliance with Discovery World. And all of the activities in the kids' club from ages, you know, 3 and up mm-hmm. are all very content-rich, educational, interesting, engaging stuff. It's not, you know, SpongeBob SquarePants or, like, you know, Nickelodeon stuff.
I would vomit. Know? Oh, God. Please,
you know,
don't do that.
Some cruise lines do that, and it does appeal to a certain it appeals to people, but the alliance with Discovery is really, really incredible. And now they've got a guest chocolatier whose name escapes me right now, but he's a world-renowned chocolatier.
And the most popular man on the ship, I'll bet.
Oh yeah. Well, we went to a chocolate and wine pairing while we were there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
You're speaking me language, man.
Wow.
Yep.
It was just everything they have. They created this whole sanctuary area, which is fantastic. This whole spa and whirlpools and everything else, and they've got this other area, which I was a bit disappointed because it was extremely pricey, but it was beautiful. It was a whole area of the ship. And they were all these sort of like beachfront lanais.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, an open area with its own giant screen. You have your own waiter or waitress, whatever. Open, you know, nice plush sofas and the whole bit. But like you have to reserve that, and it's like $300 and some a day. And then I found that to be a bit pricey, but you know, I guess it's the novelty of the thing. And they also have private spa, like an entire room, which is almost, I think it was like $1,200 or $1,300 a day, where you get your own masseuse and you have access to the thing for the whole day. It's nice. It's swanky. It's really, really swanky. I mean,
how is this ship particularly put together? I mean, I've seen a lot of plans of cruise ships. I have my own limited experience on cruise ships. You are our cruise ship expert, obviously. Mm. But I've seen some of the newer ones where it's almost you have the ship, and then there's a particular deck, which is like a promenade, and then on either side is like two condo developments on either side. And then on the top, they put another upper deck on this thing. And that's where you have lanais on each side.
It depends on the design of the ship, really.
Right.
You know, different ships design put stuff in different areas.
But in this ship, That was my question.
Oh, the lanais are up on the 14th or 15th deck, uh-huh. and they're all the way, if I'm not mistaken, they were all the way forward.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's where they put those. And a lot of the cruise ships now, what they're doing, which is really nice, I know that Norwegian Cruise Lines have done this, mm-hmm. they've taken their restaurants and bars and put them on the outer extremities of the, you know, on either side of the ship, and starboard and port.
Yes.
Port,
yeah. Left is port and right.
But
is
what
starboard.
They'll do is they'll, yeah. What they'll do is they'll extend the restaurant out onto the promenade deck, so you can either dine al fresco or dine inside.
Okay.
Which is really a nice option, you know, depending on the yeah. weather and depending on the wind, of course.
It is nice. This is one of the things I've always liked about cruising is you're on a floating city, so you have your choice of different things. Like some places will have six or seven different restaurants, including the sit down meals and the different call times, and then it all depends on the cruise you're going on. But you have your choice, and the one I was on, for instance, you'd had six different hot tubs. You'd go different parts of the ship and experience. Oh yeah, it's gorgeous stuff. I'm asking about this one because I found the experience you related to us the last time you were on and this time fascinating. Mm. And I'm particularly intrigued by the whole pairing with Discovery, as you say, because one of the things I've always found terribly sad when you have a particular property who caters to children, they tend to dumb it down, and it's such a waste because kids are so bright. Typically they are, and if you're willing to engage them like you're talking about, boy, you're going to see some magical things happen. Man. So that's what really interested me when you're talking about it.
Like my 7-year-old, we got him a telescope for Christmas, and now like he's all about, oh, let's set it up, the moon's out, oh, we can see Venus. And he's 7 years old, and he's into this stuff, and now like he knows, he knows about the planets probably better than the average 7-year-old.
Well, that's the nice thing, because kids want to do good. They want to do well. They want to use the real tools.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget one Christmas, for instance, and I spent it with this one particular family. The girl, she was 7 years of age, and she prided herself on being a reader. I found this out because I actually spoke with her and asked her what she was interested in. And while everybody was buying her Junior this and Junior that and Little Tykes this and Little Tykes that, even at the age of 7, I got her a college-level dictionary. It cost me like $5, but boy, was that the star of the show. And that's what I mean by that. I mean, and the Discovery Channel has such fascinating things. So,
it's going to be a very successful business relationship between Princess. I mean, they're already one of the mass market cruise lines out there.
Yeah.
They are at the top of their game right now.
It sounds like it because, when I think of cruise lines and I think of the best ones that I know of, I think of, Celebrity, Royal Caribbean. Those are two that I know of. They're probably the same company from what I'm understanding, different brandings. Better than me.
Yeah.
And then you have the Princess Cruises, and these are some of the better ones. I mean, Carnival, if you're in your 20s and you want to hang out with that crowd, then that's more that style.
Yeah.
Me, I'm a lot more cantankerous. I'm an old codger, so
it's not necessarily for people who are 20 years old. It's people that enjoy a lot of activity, a lot of fun, and
it's a whole different kind of thing.
I couldn't do it.
Well,
I couldn't do it. I would probably jump off and swim home.
I'm not talking about whether it's a good or a bad thing on an absolute sense, but the different lines are available that cater to the kind of interest that you
have. It's become such a popular mode of travel, and it's such great value for the money. The cruise ships are aware of this, and they are building ships faster than they can populate them right now. It is a booming industry.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. And I can't wait for my next one. Hey, listen, I want to thank you for joining us in studio today.
Thanks for having me.
We're running out of time real quick, but the thing is, we're going to have you on real soon. And I do mean real soon once again. And Dara, of course, is our special guest in studio, and we're glad to have her here with us, and soon we'll be asking about some of her travel-related experiences. Thanks for joining us once again on the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford. Until next time, happy traveling, everyone.
And join us again next time.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.